Hare Krishna. I thank you, Nagaraj Prabhu. Sorry. I was doing Nirjala, so 7:40 Ekadashi breaks. I was trying to rush to honor the prasadam. And I'm late. I'm sorry. You have to forgive me for that. This morning, Keshava Prabhu asked me to discuss this Leela, and he sent me a text. There will be a lot of Gurukulis also. Thank you for coming. Please fold your hand and let's pay our respect to Srimad Bhagavatam, our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada and everyone. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancheva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nasta Prayasya Bhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki Mukankarati Bachalam Pangulangayati Girim Jatki Patamaham Bandi Sri Guru Dinatarinam Chaitanyasharam Paramananda Madhavam. So we are on tenth canto, chapter 13. Text 13, right? 13 or 14? 14. We'll do the word-to-word meaning first, and then we'll go. Iti uk. Tva, saying this, let me bring your calves personally. Adri Dari. Kunja Gahabareshu. Everywhere in the mountains. The mountain caves, the bushes, and narrow places. Atma Batsakan, the calves belongs to his own personal friends. Bichinwan, searching out. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Sapani Kabalaha, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand. Jayo started out. Iti uktadri dari kunja gahabareshu atma batsakan bichinwan bhagavan krishna sapani kavalo jayo. Iti ukta vadri Badri Dari Kunja. Iti Uktva Dari Dari Kunja. Gahabareshu Atma Batsakan. Bichinvan Bhagavan Krishna. Sapani Kabala Jayo. Iti uktadre dari kunja gahabareshu atma vatsakan विचिन्वान् भगवान् कृष्णः सपानि कबल जय। प्लीज चैंट इति उक्ता दरि निकुंज हरि आत्मा सबत्सकान् विचिन्वान् भगवान् कृष्णा वाणी कवलो जय इति उक्ता दरिद्रै कुंज रावणेषु आत्मवत्सकान् विचिन्वान् भगवान् कृष्णा सापानि कवलो जयो इति उक्ता द्वैतै कुञ्ज कवलेषु आत्मवात्सकान् विचिन्वान् भगवान् कृष्णा सापानि कवलो जयो। वैष्णवी इति उक्ता दरि दरि कुंज गहवारेषु आत्मवत्सकं सपन कृष्णः सपानि कवल जय इति उक्ता द्वारि दरि कुंज गहवारेषु आत्मवत्सकान् जीवन् भगवान् कृष्ण सपानि कवलो जयो। द गुरुकुलिस् इति उक्ता द्वारि आत्मवात्सकान् विचिन्वान् भगवान् कृष्णा सापानि कवलो जयो। थैंक यू। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पारपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। ट्रांसलेशन Let me go and search for the cubs, Krishna said. Don't disturb your enjoyment. Then, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, immediately went out to search for the cubs of his friends. To please his friends, he began searching in all the mountains, mountain caves, bushes and narrow passages. Purport. The Vedas, Shatashvata Upanishad 6.8, assert that Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do personally. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, because he is doing everything through his energies and potencies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sruyate. Nonetheless, here we see that he took personal care to find the cubs of his friends. This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Maya Adhakshana Prakriti Sruyatesha Characharam. All the affairs of the entire world and the entire cosmic manifestation are working under his direction through his different energies. Still, when there is a need to take care of his friends, he does this personally. Krishna assured his friends, "Don't be afraid. I am going to personally to search for your cubs." This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स पदान्तिकः वंदे अहम श्री गुरु श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे वांछा कल्प तरुवेश्च कृपा सिंधु वैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू I like also to, thanks to the Srila Prabhupada and his movement and his assembled devotees, also those devotees who taking the Grihastha Ashram and producing Krishna conscious children, that we have so many nice Gurukulis. This is a wonderful. Before I go to the purport, I would like to say that how mercifully Srila Prabhupada giving this Braja Bhakti, the Vrindavan Bhakti. What is Bhakti? What is the difference between the outside children versus these children? I must mention little bit because I see it every day and I also feel very happy to raise two children who are Krishna conscious, trying to be Krishna conscious. There is a this chapter explaining very sweet how Sri Krishna, who is Atmaram, God is Atmaram, means he never needs anything to do or in this world, like we need. If I tell all the Gurukulis to sit down here for 12 hours, it will be a little painful perhaps. After a few hours, they will be disturbed. They want to play, they want to go to school, they want to have some reaction. So it's very difficult. And in third canto, Srila Prabhupada says, how important to hear these Vrindavan pastimes and come to temple and see the deity. Not seeing the deity just overall, literally pay attention and meditate in each limbs of the deity. Question come, why? So, in 10th canto, 51 chapter, also Lord Krishna gives, because there is a two biggest disease in this world. One disease is called These two diseases generally nobody knows besides devotees. Others they know, but they don't know this is like a they don't know this is the actually base on this existence. One disease is called kama rido rugo aso apahanito achireno dhira. Kama rido rugo. There is an unquenchable thirst. There is unquenchable, always need. I need to eat. I need to sleep. I need always need this unquenchable thirst to enjoy. Is there? And there is another, it's called impersonal conception. What got to do with the impersonal conception there? So Lord Krishna explained, Varan vinito rajose sarvan kaman dadamite mam prasanna janakaschit na arhati sochitam. If you come to me, first thing I do, I remove your one biggest disease in this world has called loneliness. You know loneliness? You need your friend. Those coward boys, they came to this stage first before they became a coward boy. This is very important. Srila Prabhupada gives in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Samamana Buddhastha, the intelligent has to make the mind neutral. So this loneliness means all the needs that anybody in this world will be mitigated. No more need. You know why this loneliness comes? Even from childhood? First canto. Why I'm mentioning this? This sounds like a maybe very high philosophy or something Prabhupada is giving. Srila Prabhupada in the first canto, fifth chapter, in Narad Muni is expressing to Vyasadeva about his previous life little bit. In the one of the purport, Prabhupada says, any children here below five? Can you raise your hand? Anybody below five? No? Above five? Oh, then you are already graduated. He says, anybody is below five must understand this philosophy from childhood. Why? For two reasons. In this world, you will suffer due to the absorption, due to the attachment of material sense enjoyment. If you understand this philosophy, you can stay detached while you are in the world. Prabhupada clearly says, this is what Narad Muni had from Bhaktivedanta. And Prabhupada asked that question, what is the need for the children to learn? That question may rise, Prabhupada says. Then he answers very sweetly, because for these two reasons, you will remain detached, and second point is very crucial, the grown-up Gurukuli also they face, the doubt will come, so many doubt about the philosophy, about Prabhupada, about the deity, is God really exist? So many doubts will come. Well, karmis are happy too. So many doubts will come. But Prabhupada says you can cut it down before the doubt even touch you. So therefore, every children must know this philosophy. If you want to remain happy forever, for your own needs, you need to know this philosophy. And those who are born in the Krishna consciousness family, they are very fortunate, just like we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a one Acharya, Madhacharya, he didn't want to discuss this chapter and the next chapter because it bewilders their conception of Brahmaji's position. So Prabhupada writes, he purposely avoided, Madhacharya purposely. Even other Gauriya Sampradaya, this Krishna consciousness is the only a place where you can actually enjoy life to the highest degree. And I remember one story in Mayapur, our regional secretary, Sotadana Maharaj, used to be very close to me and he used to tell me so many stories. So they went to a place called Lord Ramchandra's birthplace, Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, anybody went to Ayodhya, right? Yeah, Pundarik Prabhu went. In Ayodhya, they are very strict follower to obtain Lord Ram. The difference between Krishna Bhakta and Ram Bhakta, there is a big difference, even while you progressing. So Srila Prabhupada went with his Western disciple, mostly, and he asked the head pujari, oh, they are all here, can you arrange some prasadam? Because we are talking about prasadam, coward boys, they are eating. How Krishna doesn't want them to be disturbed while honoring prasadam, to enjoy. Even Prabhupada translated here, Krishna saw his friends, the coward boys were frightened. He, the fierce controller even of fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear. My dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself. So Krishna wants devotee to enjoy. And in this verse also he said, don't disturb your enjoyment. So when Prabhupada went there, he saw those devotees who are strictly bow. You know, anybody went there, Pundarik Prabhu knows, they follow Lord Ramchandra's lifestyle to become servant of Lord Ram. What they do, they don't cook much. They eat dry roots, come from the ground, and dry sweet potato, yams type of and dry, and no sweet, no nice sabji or anything. So Prabhupada says, but we are Krishna Bhakta. So he told the head pujari, you go to the market and arrange some big feast for these devotees. So they went and he made a huge feast. They cooked, the devotee cooked, and they had a very nice food with the gulab jamun, sweet rice, kachori, so many nice prasadam preps. So after that, the devotee, Prabhupada honored the prasadam and all the devotee honored the prasadam. Then the head pujari came to Prabhupada. Until today, we never really had a big feast cooking in this temple. We never cook really. We offer Ram a little dry roots and others and we eat that. So you are a great personality. We respect you. I feel you are our guru. So can you, is it proper we should take? Prabhupada said, you should enjoy. Krishna and Ram is same. Don't worry. So Sadhana Swami was telling me, they were eating like, wow, they're looking at each other. Really, this is cool. How can we eat more like this? So the report went to Prabhupada and Prabhupada says, he called the pujaris. From now on, you can offer Ram some gulab jamun, kachuri and all other. Don't worry about it. Eat nice prasadam. And Ram is Krishna, so don't feel bad. So they are even amongst the Vaishnava, this misconception is there. So I want for the children to remember, what is this bhakti that you practice that in Vrindavan, the coward boys, just like you all are, they also practice. Anybody likes ice cream? Can you raise your hand? Anybody is missing? Don't like ice cream? Oh, all the hands are raised. Good. Now, I want you to remember this part though. If you eat, if you see, what's the ice cream shop name? TCBY. If you see TCBY and you think, I have the money, I'm going to buy the ice cream and eat like anything, you're going to suffer. Can you remember that? Can you remember that? If you think, just the thinking, that I have the money, I worked hard or whatever, you got it as a gift, and I'm going to buy the ice cream, and I have a right to enjoy, and I'm going to enjoy, you will suffer. This is called, everybody together, can you repeat? So this is called karma. Or karmi who perform this kind of thought. They think like this, this world is mine. I want to enjoy. I work hard. I have legitimate right to enjoy like anything. And they work. But they also suffer. Suffering is guaranteed for them. Then there is another group in between devotee and karmi. So many, even in our shopping center, there is a yoga center. So many people teach yoga. And I met there's this lady who teaches yoga. And they also come under this category. So now all the children say, there's another group called Jnani. They recognize something. They say, this world belongs to God. I also belongs to God. The ice cream also belongs to God. But they don't do anything else. With that conception, they honor the ice cream. They are eating, when the ice cream coming, everybody likes the taste. So they eat the ice cream. As a result, because they recognize the existence of God, and they also recognize God as a source of ice cream and myself and the world, but they don't do any action, positive action, so they don't suffer. That's true. They don't go to hell, they don't suffer. But they neither go to spiritual world, they stay in a limbo. You know limbo? Mute. No negative, no positive. Kind of like a, you will be take birth after birth here. Keep going. This is called Gyani. You have to pay attention because I'm going to ask at least one child to repeat the three difference. Now you decide what you want to be. You want to be Karmi or Gyani or Bhakta, devotee. Devotee, when they see the ice cream, they say, ah, Krishna loves. Prabhupada just wrote here. Yogurt and rice. He always like also same flavor, ice cream flavor. Those yogurt, this yogurt is not like, actually they don't sell ice cream, they sell a frozen yogurt. It tastes like ice cream. It's the same thing, because it's originally Krishna is eating, it's come down all the way here. But devotees see it, that Krishna was eating ice cream in Golok Vrindavan, and the ice cream also came in the TCBY or frozen yogurt. So I must offer him because he loves it. Because Krishna's pleasure that devotee is offering it, but he cannot offer, he has to know somebody who can offer it. And his name is Srila Prabhupada, or Guru, our spiritual master. Then he offers to, he assisting to his spiritual master, and that spiritual master offer it to Krishna. This way, when he gets it, when Krishna eats it, and then he offer back to Prabhupada, as a Krishna Prasad, then it become Maha Maha Prasad, Prabhupada says. First it was Prasad, then Prabhupada took it, then it become Maha Maha Prasad. Then all the Gurukula children takes it. That time, you enjoy the ice cream, you remain happy in this world. When you die, you go to spiritual world and remain happy eternally. So which one, who wants? All three, or one, or two, or just the devotee? Anybody want to raise hand? Or is it too much philosophy? Yes? Huh? Bhakta. Why? You just picked it. Okay. But in a short, maybe you can say the karmi, say karmi, they eat, do not recognize God, neither they offer, but everything belongs to God, so they are considered as a thief. They must go to jail to get punished. There is another group, you have to keep repeating, there is another group called Gyani. They know everything belongs to God. Ice cream also belongs to God. I also belong to God. But they don't do any action. So they recognize and they eat the ice cream. They don't suffer, neither they enjoy spiritual bliss. They are in the middle. You'll see also a lot of Gurukuli also grow up like this, so you have to help each other. Oh, we should offer. Then, last one, together. There is another groups. Us, devotees, we recognize Krishna is the owner of the ice cream and I am a servant of Krishna and Prabhupada is a matchmaker between Krishna and me, so let me offer Krishna through him. This way I will eat the ice cream and enjoy this world as Krishna's property and go to spiritual world and enjoy eternally with him. Is that a good deal? Very good. Thank you. Now we'll discuss this, that Srila Prabhupada here, in the previous verse also, very interestingly, thank you Gurukulis, that 1967, Srila Prabhupada was in New York hospital, and this story I heard from Burijan Prabhu, that Swaswarup Maharaj told him that story, that while Prabhupada in the hospital getting better, his physical health, that time devotees were very nervous, worried. So they repeatedly asked him, Srila Prabhupada, how to understand that all the Brajabhashis are fully surrendered, you are surrendered, we want to surrender. What is surrender? How to understand this surrender? So after a few time asking, while Prabhupada lying down on the bed, Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse, that Samasrita je padapallava plavam mahat padam punna jaso murare bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 jadbi padam natesham. And he asked all the devotees to memorize this. And it was very, his merciful nature, all the devotees, literally, all the devotees at that time, over there, remember that verse next day. That was a very surprise. So it's not like we cannot remember the verse. It's the urgency. And Prabhupada was very happy, and he explained, what is this surrender? He says, this verse explains what is surrender. And you must maintain that belief, he expressed. He must maintain a belief all the time that Lord Sri Krishna will maintain and protect me. Maintaining that belief is not up to Krishna. It is up to individual soul. This is called surrender, Prabhupada explained while he was lying down on the bed. So this is very, very nicely in this chapter, Prabhupada repeating again and again that how important is this surrender. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explained very interestingly about this two dialogue. One is between the Shakti, and one is Shaktiman. As possessor of Shakti, how Krishna acts. They are one at the same time, not one. Because Sri Krishna, the Shakti, Shakti means potency. I'm speaking now. How do I speak? I need some power to speak. Yes? You are sitting down, you are doing something, you need some power to sit. You want to walk, you want to digest your food. So many potency require, Shakti require, power require. How many Shakti Lord has? That question may rise. How many potency Lord Krishna has? Generally, the idea is maybe Krishna has many, many potency unlimited. No, this is not correct. Because one sloka, Srila Prabhupada, at least Pushkar Prabhu, will assure you that Prabhupada quote this verse. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, or even part of that verse, Prabhupada quote randomly. Almost every lecture I hear that verse almost. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, natat sama bhadikascha dishyate, parasya shakti vividaiva shruyate, sabhaviki gena balakriyacha. Again he repeated today's purport, same. I hear this verse everywhere almost. Because it's very important to understand what is that verse is. So Krishna has unlimited potency or one potency. In that verse he says, Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Shruyate. It is one Shakti, one. It's called Parashakti. Parashakti, when takes the form, called Srimati Radhika. When nobody knows who is creating this, all this Leela or something, Krishna's influence, something astonishing appearing, then they call it Jogamaya. When that Parashakti making a very astonishing, charming, intimate pastime, that Parashakti is known as Brinda Devi. Every day Mangalarti, after Mangalarti we chant. Jaya Brinde, Jaya Brinde, Jaya Brinde, Jaya Brinde. We chant, we are invoking to go to the highest existence of happiness for the soul that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Then, when she manifests, the first thing creation took place is called Vrindavan, then she is known as Sandini Potency. When she manifests herself in a pleasure-giving potency to Krishna, but in order to relish or perceive happiness, everybody has to have a relationship. If I don't have a relationship, I cannot perceive anything. And if I don't have explaining that Shakti which manifests from him do not have a separate existence. It is from him means they have an existence in him. Never see a potency of Krishna, whether it is any Shakti, has a separate existence. That is not correct lookout. Like when we see Srila Prabhupada, he's not just a fiberglass body, he's sitting here. The fiberglass body also there, which is connected of full Krishna conscious being. That is Prabhupada. That full Krishna conscious being means he has Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu in his heart. So that is also there. When I'm looking at it, I have to see that because that is what he is. Not just fiberglass made, I believe it's a fiberglass, made the murti. Otherwise, it will be idol worship. We are not an idol worshipper. We are personality worshipper, supreme personality worshipper, who is carried by pure devotee, Prabhupada. So that form we worship, we bow down every day. It's not an idol worship. So in that Shakti, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also teachings of Lord Chaitanya explains that when Sandini potency, so there is a three potency, Sat, Chit, Ananda. When Sat manifests outside Krishna's body, known as Sandini. Sandini. That time, she creates, that potency creates variety. Variety, like a different form. We all have a different form. In spiritual world, originally, Krishna has the most attractive form that as he desired to enjoy, Srimati Radhika, Swarup Shakti, pull out many unlimited form from that one form. In this world, if you say, you have your God, I have my God, let's have a peaceful, respect each other. That's one idea. Another idea is, say, no, 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 your God, my God, there is no two God, all one God. That's another idea too. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, if you say, hey, everybody has their own God, Ishtadev, and everybody's God is all in one God, or that then is very difficult for everybody to accept. If you say, you have your God, I have my God, let's respect each other like that, then they agree. But if you say, no, no, everybody has one God, let's respect this way, then people also. But if you say, actually everybody is God, the Allah or Jesus God, everybody is God, is one God, is Krishna, difficult to understand. Only devotee can understand. very difficult. That's why he says, Ananta, ekai swarupa hoy ananta bibhed. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu explained, means unlimited form culminates one form, that is Krishna. Krishna is not just a form, it is a one complete form which has an unlimited form. Lord Ram eternally exists, Lord Narayan eternally exists, but also they are one, identical with Krishna. But according to the sentiment, eternal sentiment that devotee has or soul has, Lord manifests different form of God himself. So it is one at the same time multi. But that one form which is constituted of multiform, how does he know that he himself always is God, omniscient, omnipotent? That is called sambit potency. The chit potency, sat chit ananda. When chit potency comes out of him, it's known as sambit. So sambit always in him, in his heart, Bhagisha Jasya Bodhane Lakshmi Jasya Bhakshusi Jasyaste Ridaye Sambit. Ridaye Sambit, the scripture saying that in his heart that potency resides. And that potency allows the Lord to be always all-knowing. But that Sambit potency is not supreme potency yet. It is all manifestation, expansion of Swarup Shakti. But Swarup Shakti predominated by one quality called Ananda. That Ananda, when manifest, known also as Srimati Radhika. Also that same Swarup Shakti, when comes down all the way to a conditioned soul, like when Prabhupada gave initiation to Madan Mohan Prabhu, he gave a name. That mantra that he gave itself, that mantra itself is another form of Swarup Shakti called Shraddha. Then it's like a little baby. You nurture the baby is growing, 2 years old, start talking, touching, eating, everything, like this. So like baby grows, Bhakti Devi also grows. Bhakti is a person. Bhakti Devi is so powerful that Srimati Radhika, even Prabhupada writes, who is the most powerful in Nectar of Devotion? In the beginning, few pages you will see, that Krishna is all attractive. Krishna is most powerful. But yet, bhakti controls Krishna. Therefore, bhakti is more powerful than Krishna. Srimati Radhika is more powerful than Krishna in that sense, that Krishna allows to be controlled by bhakti. So that bhakti, when comes down from higher planet through spiritual master Srila Prabhupada in the heart of a devotee like Madan Mohan Prabhu got, that time, when he nurtured, now it's up to him. He has to nurture and raise the baby to grow. When the baby grows, it goes all the way to Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nistha, Ruchi, Ashokti, Bhav. When the Bhav sentiment arises in the heart, that time you start serving Krishna in Vrindavan. Before that, it is one stage. After Bhav is another stage. Before Bhav arises, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 10, half of the purport Prabhupada put explanation of this in Bhagavad Gita. Until Bhava arises, 90% is endeavor for me. 90% we have to endeavor. 10% mercy we are holding it, because it's not strong faith to hold it. After Bhava, 90% they will arrange. You only do 10% work. Everything is arranged by Jogamaya. You will be guided eternally. It appears like Prabhupada, kidney fail, all these things. This is a means I cannot understand. This is Jogamaya's arranging it for a pretext. Some leela has to take place. Just like Prabhupada emphasizing about surrender. When Giriraj Maharaj was here, there's one story of Sethi. Mr. Sethi, he used to love Prabhupada making breakfast. So I met him once, and Dikpal used to also talk to him a lot, and he was telling this story. One time he was very sick. One time he was very sick. And he was in an emergency with all this IV and whatever you call those emergency room needed. So, of course, this story, Prabhupada only, this happened in India, so it's possible. In America, because we grow up in, most, when you grow up in America, you may not think like, how is possible like this? Because in India, when great Swami like Prabhupada comes to an emergency, he can tell the doctor what to do. In America, they don't have that respect, so they may not follow. But Prabhupada went there and, he asked, so where we are going? I said, we have a program in somebody's house. So where is Mr. Shetty? Oh, he's in emergency. He's going to die. Prabhupada said, I want to go see him. So he went there. What about the program? Prabhupada said, that's all right. Some devotee can go and do that. Then he went there. How much love he had. I always think of surrender. Like, why you don't want... Who would not surrender to Prabhupada and this Krishna conscious principle? It's so soothing, so nourishing. So that time, Prabhupada went there to emergency and he told the devotee, you have Bhagavad Gita? When Shetty saw Prabhupada, Swamiji, you have come. Prabhupada, you have come. I'm dying. So Prabhupada, first time he told him the same thing on this sloka. This, you're not going to die. You are a devotee. Why are you afraid of dying? You're not going to die. So then Prabhupada told the devotee to read Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutta bhavita vanui bhuyo. So he was reading, chanting the slokas, Ajonitya Shashvata Ayam, Purana Nahannate Hannamane Sarire. So he's talking about the soul and purport. And Prabhupada, his eyes was closed, I was told, and he was just nodding his head and for a while. And it went quite long time, like over an hour. And at one point, they noticed later on that he was like nodding his head a lot. So that at the end of his visit, he says, so why all these things? He said, just take it off, let him relax. They literally took off those emergency, what do you call? IV. Needles. So they took it off. And then the devotees were surprised, he's fine. Prabhupada said, I'll see you tomorrow. He was going to die and Prabhupada wants to see him tomorrow. Believe or not, he came next day to temple. Him and his wife used to cook breakfast for Prabhupada. Lot of times. So that's how Prabhupada was very affectionate to him. Yeah, Prabhupada stayed in his house. Yeah, he told us. It's very nice. But in the car, it's very funny. So they asked Prabhupada, how did you do that, Prabhupada? He said, what? Well, he was going to die and you want to see him and he's fine when you left. Oh, Prabhupada said, that was not easy. I had to argue with Krishna a lot. Then they say, oh yeah? What was that? Krishna says, this is his time, he has to go. Prabhupada said, but I told him that he's not going to die, he's your devotee, you will protect him. I gave him the word. You giving him the word, anybody is your devotee and surrender, you will protect. So, some argument was there. But I won. Then he started laughing. He won. This is how the Brajavasi's mood, the coward boy's mood. They have so much wrestling, you know. Wrestling, like, it's very funny. I'll go back to... Oh, time is kicking. So, one time, this Sridham, the famous story, Sridham told Krishna, I don't really like, you know, you bragging you so much strength. Now you posing like you have some pride in you. He's telling to Krishna. So, Krishna, what he's doing, he's raising his nose up. Krishna's nose in Nectar of Devotion says, very beautiful, raised up, Prabhupada translated, raised up, and it's a nice curving, you know, very attractive nose. Every part of Krishna's body is very attractive. And so his nose very attractive, but he's raising up and going like this, like a proud. So that time Sridham says, come on, don't show so proud. What is the problem? Why are you showing off like you? He says, because I'm the strongest guy. No way, this is not possible. So he had a big wrestle. You know, just he pushed him, Krishna, down, and then wrestling. Then finally he put Krishna down and he sit on his chest. He said, do you see I am stronger or not? Krishna says, no, I am still stronger. So how? My nose is still up. Because when you lie down, your nose is still up. Krishna says, my nose is up and you're sitting on me, your nose is down. So I'm still stronger. So Sridham said, come on, you're like too much. So this kind of battle challenge, when I was hearing this story of Prabhupada, it's like he's like a Brajavasi, you know, he's like one of the Braja coward boy or something, like always fighting mood with Krishna, and he win, and he laughed. So like this. So this Sambit potency is very important. That this Sambit potency, what makes Krishna to know that he is Supreme Lord all the time. Then question also, this Sambit potency also allow you to know who Krishna is. This is Sambit potency in Madhulila, chapter 6, verse 160. Very secret, Prabhupada put in the purport. Antaranga chit shakti, tatastha jiva shakti, bahiranga maya shakti, tine kare prema bhakti. In the purport, Prabhupada says that this satchit ananda, eternity, cognizant and pleasure potency are intact in material nature. That means everywhere in this world also this satchit ananda there. And in every atom, also in the spiritual world, everywhere this Satchidananda is there. But he says, very interestingly, he says, until unless this cognizant potency, means Sambit in Sanskrit, Sambit, and pleasure potency, means Ananda, are bestowed in the heart of a conditioned soul, that soul can never escape from this world. So initiation means when we get Diksha or pure devotee's mercy, it means Sambit and Ladini potency has come in the heart. When Ladini and Sambit potency rises, Bhakti Devi rises, that time two things manifest. First thing is internal and external. Internally, if I am progressing, that means I will be disturbed. Before you come to service mood, you will be very peaceful. After you develop service mood, due to affection developing, you will be disturbed. But that disturbance is transcendental happiness, not material disturbance. There's a vast difference. Like with the priest, Prabhupada, this priest was telling Prabhupada that, yeah, everything, they have to come to peace. Just quiet, just peaceful, no. Prabhupada said, that is only ordinary. You have to go further up. I don't know if the priest understood, but Prabhupada is saying, you have to go further, that you will feel excited to serve the Lord. That is over peace. Means Santa is required, but when you come to Dasya, that time this bhakti is rising or not, how do I know? Internally see if I feel to serve him. Nobody has to tell me. It will bother me. It will like, I'll be disturbed. Not always how to serve. And externally, I will develop a faith to guru, scriptures and sadhus. If these two things, external and internal, is growing, that means bhakti is growing. This is very important. And then Ladini potency does the nourishment. Nourishment, how Krishna is always happy. When you see Krishna as Atmaram, that time this Ladini potency is within, pleasing him so much that he's completely in bliss. He does not need anything, does not need to act or do anything. So that time he's called Atmaram. But when he develops simultaneously a desire to manifest that bliss outside, that time that Swarup Shakti, outside manifest called Swarup Shakti Ananda. That time is called Pararamata. What is Vrindavan Leela? Krishna's body also made by his potency, Sandini. She makes all these varieties. Then another potency that allow Krishna to know all knowing. Then another potency called pleasure, which is above everything. That's why when the pleasure potency covers omniscient potency, that time Krishna does not know how to come down, climb down the bed. Same Krishna, when he came to Nrisingadev, he paralyzed this world. As a Vamandev, he paralyzed the whole universe. The whole universe is him, just his body. Even Bali Maharaj saw himself on the west, and he's looking up and down, the entire his kingdom is within his body. He literally traumatized, paralyzed the whole universe. Everybody was frightened. But same Lord does not know how to climb down from the bed. He's crying for mommy. Mommy, mommy, and Mother Yashoda had to run. Oh, child, you have to learn how to climb down. I'll help you. How this happened? He's not omniscient. He doesn't know his God. Yes. But that omniscient potency, Sambhit, is overlapped by the pleasure potency of Mother Yashoda. So when devotee develops love for Lord, that time, that love controls Krishna, not before. That is our ultimate goal. So there it is explained that how these three potencies simultaneously exist. Now, some of you may have a doubt. Okay, if the Swarup Shakti created his body, you're looking at Krishna, if the Swarup Shakti created his all-knowing potency that he knows, then his happiness also coming from Swarup Shakti, Ladini potency, then where is God? Where is him? These two things Prabhupada says, very important we should remember. Today's purport is all about Shaktis. Very important. Without Shakti, we don't address God. We never address God. God is always, Prabhupada says, our addressing to Supreme God always endowed with Shakti, and that Shakti has the internal, marginal and external. Always remember, these three together is Krishna. As a devotee, we never escape from any danger or anything. We find a means to invite that mercy of the Lord that turns our fear or hard labor into gold, into most wealth that we ever wanted. Devotee means they don't escape from the life. Those who are tamoguni, in order to understand Vrindavan, we have to know, those who are ignorant, they try to escape from life. How they do? They take some drug or some way, you know, drink something, some way to forget this existence. It's very painful. That's how originally it started. Those who are influenced by the Rajagun, they react. They react, literally. They react, they want to, and then they suffer. Those who are Sattvaguni, they see the clarity where it is heading. But those who are devotee, they invoke the mercy of the Lord and utilize that fear, that existence of whatever it is, and invite the Lord to come in their life. If the intensity of prayers does not come from the fear or other, then how are you going to invite the Lord? Not possible. Therefore, Krishna create this in our own life. The Brajabashi's fear that today Krishna telling, don't be afraid, that fear is the manifestation of ecstasy, not the fear of this world. So how do I know? How do I know? I have to experience here. When I have a fear, fear is causing us to intensify to come to Him. That's why He created this fear. Prabhupada did say in Tattenu Kampa Susumikshumano, that verse that we're supposed to keep on our throat. Prabhupada says that Lord Krishna personally create a scenery sometime for a devotee. You may think, I didn't do anything wrong, I'm chanting every day, why should I be afraid like this? It's so horrible. Like one devotee told me in Alachu, I won't mention his name, that when this two personality came in the middle of the night and one grabbed his neck and one was searching something in the house. So I asked him, did you pray to Krishna? He said, yeah. I said, when? Exactly when? when they left him going out, then say, oh, Krishna. But during they grab him, he was trying to escape from him. So why this happened? This happened because when we practice our sadhana, we don't contemplate why we practice. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, Srehi Genam Abhasat Genat Dhenam Vishishate Dhenat Karma Tega Falotegat Tegat Santi Nirantaram. First come to this point that when you chanting, make sure you contemplate, but before you contemplate, Krishna says, absorb your intelligence. You know, inquiry leads to experience. We want to experience spiritual life, we should inquire. I should inquire why we do things we do. We eat anyway. Why we eat prasadam? What is the beauty of prasad? Their coward boys are so nourished. In this physical body, you eat food without offering, you suffer. In the hell, they have a one body that just by touching, little pinching, they go like this. Their body is made like this. That's why in hell, so much suffering. What kind of body is that? Just by touching, little poking, screams out. When Mahaprabhu fell off on the thorn in Puri, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu is laughing. So Mahaprabhu came out. Oh, why you are laughing? So we saw the thorn holding your leg. But we wanted to see this material product can pierce the Satchidananda body or not. Nope. It was holding because Satchidananda body cannot be pierced. Their body is just opposite to the hell. Little happiness comes, they become over joyful. You understand the logic? In hell, hellish body called Jantrana Deho, when the hellish messenger take, you pinch little bit. In this physical body, you pinch little bit, I don't feel that much pain. I'll say, okay, why are you pinching? I don't feel that much. But in hellish body, you pinch little bit, they like traumatizing. Their body is made like this by Jamaraj. In the Satchidananda body, the coward boy's feeling, their body, you just say little bit, hey bumblebee, Prabhupada gave, hey bumblebee, why you have come to disturb? He's a Brahman boy, Madhumangal. If you try to kill him, it will be a great sin. And everybody started laughing. You may not get it. You may see, it's not a really funny joke. Why they're laughing so much, Prabhupada translating? Because their body is made such a happy that they cannot stop happy. Happiness is endowed, made of. So anything they do is only, they cry out of ecstasy. They laugh out of ecstasy. They feel separation out of ecstasy. So Chidananda body is very sweet explanation. Not this kind of body. So anyway, this is already 9:10. I always ran out of time. And I'm sorry I never tried to finish on time. You have to forgive me that. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.